The Australian government is considering sanctions against Myanmar after a UN report documented atrocities committed against the Rohingya minority. The report found crimes against humanity have occurred in Myanmar's Rakhine State and has recommended that Myanmar's top military generals be investigated for war crimes. Philip Ruddock is mayor of Hornsby Shire in New South Wales. He's also the president of the New South Wales Liberal Party and a former coalition frontbencher, of course. He's in New York at the moment with a group of Rohingya people lobbying on their behalf for global action to end the crisis in Myanmar. Philip Ruddock, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Fran. I'm sorry it's a bit noisy. I'm just out of a meeting.
That's all right. Thank you for joining us. The chair of the UN fact-finding mission says this report reveals horrendous crimes on a large scale. In fact, he says, I've never been confronted by crimes as horrendous on such a scale as these. What's the most disturbing element of this fact-finding mission in your view?
Well, I mean, I've been to Cox's Bazaar and I've seen the people that are there. I've seen the children. It appalls me that in today's world, people can be living in circumstances such as the Rohingya are, and it appalls me even more that the world community is, I think, largely silent in relation to it. We're now starting to see reports such as that the UN has commissioned, and the report that was given by the Independent Fact-Finding Mission I've read. I've seen a lot of the material that they've put, but I guess in terms of what I'm doing, at the moment I'm meeting with a lot of people associated with the United Nations at a diplomatic level. I met yesterday with our Australian ambassador. I've met with the US ambassador, the Malaysian ambassador. I've met with the special advisor to the Secretary General. I've met with the Dutch, and also the UK today. So what I'm doing is putting to people the urgency of this matter. We've got a million people on the border of Burma in Bangladesh. They're not being settled there. Bangladesh believes there has to be a situation where they are able to return home in safety and dignity, and that's what I think the Rohingya are seeking themselves. I think that you need to do it urgently. It's not something that can be left unaddressed.
So on that front, because as I mentioned, the chair of this fact-finding mission says the international community has failed, let's resolve it. The Australian government is now considering sanctions against the Myanmar regime. Should Australia impose sanctions? Is that part of the international pressure that needs to be intensified?
Look, the problem you've got, and I mean, I've talked these issues through with a number of diplomatic representatives today. Obviously, there are discussions that are taking place. The representative of the United Nations Secretary General has met with Aung San Suu Kyi and believes that dialogue is important. I think sometimes you need to pursue a multiple approach, and I said this to her, and I hope that the UN will look seriously at sanctions, but it needs to be sanctions that are going to be effective. If it's only Australian sanctions, if it's only going to be this sanctions of the European Community or the United States of America, then it clearly won't be successful. It has to be sanctions that involve all of the parties to the UN Security Council, including Russia and China. And going it alone without bringing them on board is going to make it more difficult. I'm certainly seeking to speak with the Chinese representatives. I've had a good working relationship in my previous life with them, and I think it's important that we put the argument to them. One of the points I've made is that the Rohingya fought with the British against the Japanese when the Japanese are occupying China. They ought to be on their side.
All right, Philip Ruddock, just on another matter while you're there in another role as president of the New South Wales Liberal Party, it's been reported that while you're in New York, you'll be lobbying Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to come home and help campaign in Wentworth or at least put out a message endorsing the Liberal candidate, Dave Sharma. Have you spoken with Mr. Turnbull yet there?
Let me just make this point. I don't talk about private conversations I may or may not have. And obviously what Malcolm chooses to do is really a matter for him. I know he gave a very glowing endorsement to our candidate when he stood for endorsement. If I get a chance to speak to him, I'll obviously encourage him to do all that he can. But it's not my job to pressure people in relation to these matters. They'll make their own judgment.
Philip Ruddick, thank you very much for joining us.
Fran, always a pleasure.
Philip Ruddick joining us there from New York, where he's campaigning for action to assist the Rohingya people in Myanmar. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 6:28.